Our next story sounds like something out of a spy novel. It involves a man who defected from North Korea to the South, but who may have been a North Korean secret agent posing as a defector. Authorities in South Korea arrested the man. They say he was plotting to kill a political activist in the South with a poison needle. The activist targeted is a fierce critic of the North Korean regime. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul now, where details about the alleged plot are just beginning to emerge.
Authorities have only released the family name of the would-be assassin, calling him Mr. An. He's in his 40s. He's said to be a former special ops from North Korea who defected to the South back in the late 90s, but pretty much laid low since then until earlier this year. He had recently contacted Mr. Park Sang-hak, who is a defector himself and a human rights activist. He's been launching balloons carrying leaflets about the Arab Spring and other anti-Kim Jong-il propaganda across the border for some time now. Mr. Park was approached by the would-be assassin, Mr. An, a few weeks back, asking to meet at a local subway station here in Seoul to discuss working together to spread anti-North Korean leaflets. However, the activist Mr. Park was tipped off by the National Intelligence Agency here, saying that this could be an assassination attempt.
So what happened?
Authorities picked up Mr. An at the subway station where he was supposed to meet the activist Mr. Park. That's where they say that they found this poison needle on him, and now they've taken him into for questioning to determine whether or not he was sent by Pyongyang to assassinate this activist.
The activist who escaped death because he didn't show up at that subway station, what's he involved in, the anti-Pyongyang propaganda?
Well, Mr. Park's activist group, along with many other human rights organizations here in Seoul, have participated over the past year or so in sending balloons fitted with leaflets denouncing Kim Jong-il. They're basic balloons like you would find at a birthday party. Activists go to parks or other areas near the North Korean border and en masse, you know, let off these hundreds, if not thousands, of balloons carrying anti-Kim Jong-il leaflets, news from the outside, even sometimes DVDs that have videos of what's taking place here in South Korea, all in a hope of causing something similar to what we saw in North Africa and the Middle East earlier this year.
And what happens to Mr. An now, the would-be assassin?
Well, right now, according to reports here, he's being questioned by the National Intelligence Service to determine whether or not he was in fact ordered by Pyongyang to carry out this alleged assassination. If it is found that he was taking orders from the North, he could face several years in prison.
All right, thank you. Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea, telling us about the foiled assassination plot against an anti-North Korean government activist in Seoul. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Lisa.